Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I welcome my good colleagues Alejandro Pena Esclusa, a Venezuelan geopolitical thinker and editor, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Ernesto is traveling in Africa. Alejandro is traveling in Europe, and all eyes are on Venezuela. And these last days, much is significant to talk about with Venezuela from this headline. Trump confirms conversation with Venezuela's Maduro. Subhead, this is Reuters. The revelation of the phone call comes as Mr. Trump continues to use bellicose rhetoric regarding Venezuela while also entertaining the possibility of diplomacy. Alejandro, I begin. The comment here is that the ambition of the United States is not to use violence, though there is a very powerful fleet off the shores of Venezuela, though there are people who talk of the necessity for prying Maduro out of office. Talk is very acceptable, and it's called diplomacy. What is your measure these last days? How has this conversation been reported to the people of Venezuela, both inside the country and those in the diaspora, such as yourself? Good evening to you, Alejandro.
Good evening, John. Thank you very much for the invitation. Yes, Maduro and Trump had a phone call. This was confirmed by Trump. And he, as you said, you're right, John, the United States wants to make sure that Maduro leaves, if possible, without using force. But if necessary, they will deploy the force that they already have in the Caribbean. Now, Maduro, according to some reports leaked to the press, is asking for several impossible things. One of them is to keep the control of the armed forces, to put somebody there, the head of the armed forces, Venezuelan armed forces, that responds to him. The other thing he wants is a total amnesty, that he, his family, his allies are pardoned of all the crimes they've committed, and several unacceptable, let's say, conditions. So Washington has said no to all of them. What Trump is saying, according to these reports, is he just giving an opportunity to Maduro to leave the country without being harmed, him and his family. So it depends on Maduro if he's going to accept this situation, this condition or not. As a matter of fact, the other important thing that is happening just today is that a high-level meeting has been convened at the Oval Office with the presence not only of President Trump, but Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and the State Department Secretary Marco Rubio and Chief of Staff Dan Cain and others, all the security, national security team, to discuss the matter of Venezuela, because everything is ready. Everything is ready to take military action. It only depends on Maduro if it's going to be peaceful or not.
Ernesto, you have long practice with diplomacy. That is your skill set. Talking Maduro out of office would be, in my amateur measure, a triumph. What do you assess of what we know so far? Is Maduro ready to be talked out? Is he ready to be given a free pass? Is that what he wants?
Well, John, good evening. Donald Trump is kind of changing the rules of diplomacy. So the experience myself and other diplomats have, I don't know how much it's worth. But you're totally right, I think. The U.S., Donald Trump, they are trying to talk Maduro out of power, which would be a huge triumph, since they're using, let's say, the method of the threat of military force. So this would be the ideal. To threat military force to an extent that only the United States has, but to be able to accomplish your goals without the actual use of that force, without not killing anyone, without anyone being killed. So it would mean a diplomatic triumph, but not the classic diplomatic triumph, a Trump diplomatic triumph, right? So peace through strength. And I insist, doing something that only the U.S. can do, which is project that sort of power anywhere in the world. So can Maduro be talked out of power? I think it depends on much more than Maduro himself and his family. He is at the center of a network of conspiracies and crime that often Alejandro knowledgeably talks about. So you have that whole structure to dismantle. And not only the departure of Maduro here or there. So he probably has his doesn't have his back covered at home, probably, of Maduro. So this all is involved. But I think this is going to be studied by new diplomats. I think the old ones are already kind of stuck with the old ways. But this is going to be studied as a case study of this connection of real power, so realpolitik, and diplomacy at the same time.
Ernesto, a detail here. Brasilia and Bogota are watching this very closely. They share borders with Venezuela, but also sympathies, Mr. Petro in Bogota and Mr. Lula da Silva in Brasilia. At your measure right now, do they welcome Maduro's diplomatic exit? Would that relieve them of the anxiety of knowing what comes next?
No, John, I don't think they would be relieved, because Maduro would the fall of Maduro would mean the fall of a whole country, a state which has a city in the UN, etc., that was a part of the criminal structure that is behind so many regimes in the region to which Petro and Lula are allied. So we would have to know more about what that means in terms of the disconnection of all that network, the dismantling of all that network of crime, of money. Probably there's money trying to hide everywhere at this point in time now. Yes, there's some. Maduro is toxic for Lula and for Petro now. So yeah, to a certain extent, they wouldn't feel that they have to defend them diplomatic anymore. But what this would mean in terms of exposing the mechanisms of power in Brazil, in Colombia, and elsewhere, I think this would be very deleterious to both Petro and Lula.
Alejandro, without having names for it, I can assume that there's a security apparatus in Caracas that is responsible for violations of human rights routinely for these last years. And those men, I'm presuming they're mostly men, are going to face justice eventually. To your knowledge, has anybody brought that up as a bargaining tool, or are we on course for... It's called reconciliation, I understand that, but crimes have been committed routinely over the years. Will those men stand trial is part of the conversation. And I have not heard anyone make a concession on that. Have you?
Well, what I've heard, John, is that there are conversations with military, Venezuelan military officials that have been involved in corruption, but not in human rights violation or drug trafficking. So those are willing to hand over Maduro in order to have some amnesty for them. That is, for money they've robbed, but not for violations of human rights and drug trafficking. As a matter of fact, there is a report, John, of the name and the office they hold of 600 men and women in Venezuela who belongs to the Cartel of the Sons, and who also, which is not a coincidence, who also are accused of violating human rights and committing crimes against humanity. 600. So it is a problem for Maduro, because if it were 5 or 10 or 20, but 600, this is going to be a very difficult situation in the transition. But the Venezuelan population wouldn't understand if these people would be pardoned.
Alejandro Pinasclusa and Ernesto Araujo commenting on what we know about the diplomatic outreach by the United States to Maduro to leave without violence. There is another large story in Central America that is not about violence, but it is about the whole continent watching movement towards the U.S. and the right of center government and cleaning up the nightmares of these last years. We're going to Honduras with Ernesto Araujo and Alejandro Pinasclusa. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.